Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Andy Hart is with Dale and Keefe every Tuesday and Thursday on WEEI.
So I know we've talked a lot of football today, but I want to work in just a slight touch of basketball, NBA basketball here, if I can, fellas. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver did an interview with Bob Costas on CNN this morning, and there were a couple of tidbits from it. He said a Christmas Day start to the new season is the best-case scenario, but he also said that is very unlikely. It appears that the 2021 season will not start until 2021. He says he says January is the earliest. Some people are theorizing it could be maybe MLK Day as the start to the new season. He said they hope to hold games in home arenas, ideally with fans in attendance, although he said that could be a challenge if there's not a vaccine ready for the general public. So the NHL has already conceded that they may not be able to start December 1st as they had originally planned. According to Adam Silver, it's going to be at least January, his words, before a likely start to the new basketball season.
Yeah, I think this would be great if they even want to do this going forward, because they've talked about it for years. Why are we starting so early and going up against the NFL? Now that, especially now that the NFL has a Thursday night game.
They're talking about doing this forever now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what they should. It makes all the sense in the world. You don't need to start basketball before Halloween and then make sure you get your finals in June, and then you leave just baseball for July and August. Obviously, there's preseason football in August, but as far as real games, you should push the whole thing back. So start in January more often, or even February if you want.
What they're saying is that ideally what he'd like to do is start Christmas Day. It's probably unlikely this year, but start Christmas Day. Now, he's already said even if they start the middle of January, which seems more and more likely, their plan is still to get all 82 games in, you know, still play the full schedule, playoffs, and then, you'll just shift your whole offseason.
I guess because Christmas Day is such an NFL, or I'm sorry, an NBA day, just like Thanksgiving is for the NFL, I guess I could talk myself into that being opening day. You have your best matchups on Christmas Day. That is the official kickoff. And now you're only going up against a month worth of football games. And at that point, it's playoff games. So there's not even the Monday night games or the Thursday night games anymore. It probably makes more sense for the sport to do that starting next year.
Right. And I always thought when they were talking about both hockey and basketball, like the quick turnaround, like leave the bubbles, you have a title. Then it's like draft, free agency, start the season, camps. And you're like, whoa.
That's just chaos.
It just seems chaotic.
Yeah.
And if I'm a player, like, I was just away from my family.
Right.
I went all the way through the bubble to the title, if you were fortunate enough.
Right.
Now you're asking me, because
some teams have been off for a very long
some
time.
Teams have
we
been
haven't
off
seen
for
some
a long
teams
time.
In forever.
Right. Yeah. But then you're also, because you're not in the bubble doesn't mean it isn't going to put pressure on you and your family to be back to work and practicing and testing and sort of, you know, being smart about it, because you still have the risk of infecting your team and having problems with that. So I always thought that the rushed schedule for this year just never really made any sense. And then it does seem like they want to push it back just forever, and Christmas might be the day. It's sort of like the NFL thing where they built in, well, we could push the Super Bowl back, and everybody knows they kind of want to push the Super Bowl back anyway.
Yeah, right.
So you take advantage of the situation at hand, and maybe you end up long-term with what you've always sort of wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I think what these leagues, both the NHL and the NBA, have done is they've looked at Major League Baseball and the NFL, And they've got teams traveling, playing in stadiums, not with fans, and ideally that's what they'd like to get to. But I think both the NBA and the NHL have said, we can't do this bubble thing for a season. We got through a playoffs with it.
No, it's not. And I don't think it was realistic to expect that you could do a regular season for any of the sports this way. You remember, go all the way back to March, April in the process, and people were all coming up with their own ideas, and they suggested, you know, play football, find one place to play a whole season of football, or the ideas of playing every baseball game in Arizona or Florida. And you're like, nope, that's not going to work. Now, finishing a season, it is going to work, but you can even see there's plenty of challenges with that. And yep. That's a long time away from your family, or even if you do get your family in there, it was still a couple of months without seeing them. You can't ask guys to sign up for that outside of finishing off of a season and playing the playoffs. So, yeah, they're going to have to, and I guess it's been, outside of the Marlins and the Cardinals early on in the baseball season, it's been a huge success. And I think basketball and hockey have to look at that and say, look at the NFL. I know it's only 2 weeks worth of sample size, but it's 2 weeks plus a good chunk of the baseball season has been done pretty safely, and they've found ways to play the games.
I think I saw today the NFL numbers are now zero players,
right.
And like
incredible.
Five staffers, yeah, or something.
Great.
And I know there's some differences because, A, you're traveling once a week.
Way more often than these other
And
ones,
the other sports, yeah, are way more often, but this is also a much larger group. With mm-hmm. basketball, you only have your 25 to 30 person sort of party. Football, you're talking about 100 plus people interacting. So the fact that baseball has been relatively successful, and I would say that football has been just flat out successful.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
still early. See where it goes. That certainly has to give the other two sports a belief that, yeah, we don't have to bubble. We can find a way mm-hmm. to make this work. And again, in the midst of an 82 game season, if something happens, something happens. You deal with it. You figure it out. A team takes a week off or whatever. Certain players are removed. There's a way to get through it. So as we speak, Notre Dame developing story cancels practice. Football team after four players test positive for COVID-19.
And I always thought the colleges were going to have a more difficult time for
yes.
a number of reasons. So, but as far as the four pro sports leagues are concerned, it seems like it's doable.
Well, you bring me to the next point I was going to bring up about, you know, the National Football League. They lowered the boom over the weekend, as we thought they might. They have fined three coaches, including Pete Carroll, for Sunday night's game, $100,000 for not wearing a mask. They fined each of the teams that these coaches represent $250,000. So three teams, more than $1 million in fines, and I think they're going to grab some more from last night's game as well. Are they taking that part too far, do you think?
Way too far. And it's just an optical thing because
yeah.
they're all being tested. They're all in the same groupings. They're right. all together with the players who aren't wearing masks and are just walking around the sidelines.
And those guys, when you
see a visual thing.
When you see Belichick and Carroll, those are the guys that are more at risk, and all of their players aren't wearing masks. Right. And I'm sure once they go in the locker room, like you saw the scene from, you know, John Gruden last night. Like, once they're in the locker room, you think any coach is wearing their mask inside the locker room?
So just stop the pretense.
I don't get it.
Stop pretending.
Like, Brad Stevens doesn't have to wear a mask.
No.
I know they're in a bubble. And
NHL
these guys
coaches didn't have to wear masks behind the bench.
So it's really, really weird that they're forcing the NFL coaches to do it. I don't think they need to. I mean,
and the
yes,
fine? Holy crap.
The fine's enormous. And
it's like Northeastern taking the $36K from those kids.
It's like if you were filming a sideline kind of fine. Like, we got some great images. We got
Andy, that struck me.
We got Andy Reid with the welder's mask. We got some yes. cool. We got some funny images.
What's he doing?
Over
well,
the last 2 weeks,
the whole Bill Belichick, you know, the personal battle that he was waging with his mask.
Did you see
all
the,
night long
the pregame one? He had the black one over his nose up high
all
during the game.
Like
pregame, he had a white one, which he was like sucking in, and it would collapse on his mouth and
good.
Then blow.
That's
and my wife goes, "Why is he doing that?" I go, "Well, because he's Darth Vader, yes. so he breathes that way."
I really don't get why they're doing that. And you know,
probably get rid of it. Just get rid of the rule. They're being tested.
Right.
They're
well,
all
they,
in the same plane.
Don't they almost have to fine the Monday night guys last night to say, "Look, we got those three over the weekend. We can't skip you." And then after that, say, "You know, we're going to ease
right.
this whole mask restriction thing."
Well, this is you mentioned the locker room. Gruden's doing his reaction thing.
Yeah,
no mask on. I don't know the answer to this. I could probably find out with a phone call. But did Bill Belichick wear a mask on the plane? Like, yeah. are they all wearing masks on plane? Do players wear masks?
Yeah, I have no idea.
They all sat on a plane for 6 hours and flew to Seattle
right. That's
together.
That's way more dangerous than the sideline
right.
in an open stadium.
I mean, they're all being tested. They're all taking their precautions.
I just
They've
find
done
it too,
a good job.
As a viewer, it becomes distracting because they show the sideline yes. and you're like, oh, that guy over there is not wearing a mask. That guy is wearing a mask. I don't know what that guy's doing with his.
Right.
Like, this
chin,
guy's like,
nose,
he's holding
mouth.
His in his hand.
Right.
This guy's lifting it up to talk and then putting it back down
and
when he's
get,
not talking.
As
like,
you said, to Andy Reid and some of the others. And
Matt Rhule's got the welder's mask going. Matt Rhule cracked me up because he was wearing like the big shield, and then when he wanted to talk to the official, he picked it up.
Right.
I'm like, no, you're not. It's
not
really the
supposed,
one time you right. should have it down.
And Dale, did you see Andy Reid had to consult with NHL defogging technology
oh, yeah.
for
you're
his
right.
mask?
Yeah, right. it hurts on that.
Well, and then you watch NFL warm-ups before the games, and they would show players. You know, all the pregame shows show them, and some of the players are wearing masks during warm-ups. Some are not wearing masks. I mean, are you required to wear a mask during warm-ups? NBA players, when they're getting ready to play their game, don't have to wear them. NHL players don't have to wear them.
Should. Brett Favre didn't have to wear it while eating chips.
Yeah, what was he doing in the stadium, by the way?
I think it's for a TV show.
Good guess. I'm guessing it's for a chip commercial.
No. I think it's like an actual TV show with Rich Eisen. I saw something about it because there was a clip where Favre is either with his son, I guess it's his son, and he's like, how much do you think Tom Brady's worth? And Brett Favre goes, that's a good question. He goes, what are you worth? Like $33,000 or something?
Jeez.
So I think it's a TV show he's being followed for or something with Rich Eisen involved.
Okay.
I don't know. Some project. I know some Bucks alumni were like, wait a minute. I couldn't go to the game, but he gets to go to the game, and that's the problem. You let
Here
one person
go.
In.
Slippery
you
got
to let them all in.
Not good.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I mean, how do the Buccaneers justify, we're letting Brett come in with his camera crew and whatever because I don't know why.
Because he probably technically had a pass from NFL Films or somebody that was, you know, and he also had his little Tampa Bay Bucko Bruce version.
Yeah, he didn't have the Tom Brady version.
No, he did.
He had the old school. No, it wasn't Brady. It was the other one, the old one.
Oh, I thought it was the Brady version.
I don't think so. I think it was the old version of it.
Pounding those chips, though. Jaw
he
must be sore.
Crushing the bag of chips.
Jeez, very good.
Nothing wrong
it's
with
it. Good to be retired and rich.
Tasty bag of chips. And I do think that the fines to guys like Pete Carroll and their organizations, I mean, I'm sure in the NFL world, you know, $350,000, which is what the Seahawks are going to pay when they pay Pete's fine and the team's fine, not that big a deal. But you don't want to get too many of those before you say, Pete, wear the damn mask if they're going to make you.
What if Pete says no?
I would say use that money towards testing, which they are doing all the time.
We
for these guys
are.
Like spend it on that. You shouldn't have to be the mask police during the game.
No,
I mean,
it
makes
as
no
you
sense
said, it's somewhat distracting that this is now a topic.
It is because they all have
visual.
Different masks, and then I'm staring at it, and they're up, they're down. They're like, oh, is this guy gonna get in trouble for that? What and what's really the point? None of the players have them on, and they're smashing into each other.
The Belichick mask battle just cracked me up all Sunday night.
Well,
first his
yeah.
nose is out. Then his nose is covered, but his mouth is out. I mean, he could not figure it out.
Well, this also goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning of all of this, is where the NFL wants to look like they are doing things correctly.
Yeah, right.
That's all
that's
that
all
it's about.
Is.
Because you remember that whole thing like, hey, you can't exchange jerseys. It's like, well, we just were like bleeding on each other for 60 minutes, and now I can't give him my jersey after. They're like, no, can't do that. Soon as the game's over, put the mask on. It's like, what? And that's the exact same thing is they want – when you look at the coaches, be like, see, we're doing everything we can, but it's really pointless.
And I understand that there are certain things you have to do given the circumstances. The NBA coaches interviews, you know, with the 6-foot-long boom mic and you know, Rachel Nichols has the mask on, but
yeah,
Brad.
Like that's fine.
Yeah,
Brad like that's whatever.
He doesn't have a mask. He's right. just surly. He's
and
just
they,
mad.
Yeah, he's an angry elf.
I think they did. Michelle Tafoya was in the stands, and then somebody, maybe it was not her, but Sean Payton did an interview. He was down on the field with his microphone. The person interviewing's up in the stands.
That's fine.
It's fine, but I just, what's the point? Prove to me that who did Pete Carroll put at risk? Did Pete Carroll put anybody at risk?
I'd assume the only person he put at risk was Pete Carroll.
Right, and if he wants to. And then I would also argue if there's any sort of, now we're joking about Andy Reid's mask, but I'm guessing that's in part functional. He doesn't want his mouth covered when he calls plays, so it allows it to be in front of them. If there's any, I don't know if competitive disadvantage is the word, but if it affects the ability to do the job, as an owner, I'm even more like, I'll pay the fine or whatever.
Well, think about it.
Call the play.
It's as simple as that. You're not making the players wear them, so why are you making the coaches wear them? Doesn't make any sense.
To look
and
good.
The trainers and the doctors.
And if it's really about Bill Belichick's health, we talked about this way back when. Does he need to be up in a booth? Isolated, right, calling from a booth where nobody else interacts with
him.
If
you really want the
right,
the
that's
optics,
how you do it. Yeah. The old coaches, you guys got to be in booths. Because the NBA did that, right? Or they talked about that early on with Popovich.
They considered it, but then they quote-unquote like tested everybody, and they got like Mike D'Antoni and them all got cleared.
And guess what? Nothing went wrong. It's
no,
fine.
They're all good.
They executed perfectly.
All right. What else you got coming up next, which includes the aforementioned and well-teased big news from Keith.
Ooh,
good news
I'm so
on Red Sox.
Excited.
Good
news.
It's coming right up here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, it's time to get to a couple of things we may have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
So, Dale, words have meaning, and...
And words hurt sometimes,
they
too.
They do, but they're never mean. The truth is never mean. But sometimes there's words that are really close, and you're like, did that person say this word or that word? Because the two meanings are very different. Doug Peterson experienced that on a Zoom call in a question about Carson Wentz and his...
Hey, good afternoon, Doug. In Carson's fifth year in the league and fifth year working with you, why are you seeing his production and his performance regress?
Progress?
Regress.
Oh, regress. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I did cut out there a second. you know, it's a good question.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Now that you put it that way.
And when you see the visual... When he says progress, he's like, did you actually say progress? Have you watched us play?
Like
there was a visual that went with it. That was, and then he smartly, though, I give him credit. You cut out there. These Zoom calls, you never know when they're going to cut out. But, yeah, the progression or regression of Carson Wentz, I guess that's up to interpretation.
Right now. Cut out there a second.
he's regressed.
Who?
Jalen Hurts time.
You know, it's a good question.
What do you think, Jalen Hurts?
I don't think it's Jalen Hurts time. He was playing. You know, he lines up wide. He does some things.
Not bad. You can move him.
We'll see how he regressed from the college to the pro level if he has to play too often.
Yeah, that's true.
What else you got?
We'll save Rich because we've been teasing what Rich has got coming
This
up
better here. Be good because if I'm disappointed, I'm
going to You're going to like it.
Okay. All right, so 13 years ago today, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy produced one of the great press conference rants in history, and it has lived in infamy to this very day.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make fun. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me! I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches.
I mean, it lives to this day. We use it. It seems like we use it once a month anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think Gundy put the end to the newspaper business.
I think ended it. Yeah.
I think he destroyed it there at the beginning, and there's never been another paper printed after that.
He probably read it online, actually.
Yeah, he actually probably did. But
you know what I was thinking?
He's old school.
Can you
Although
re-rack...
13 years ago, he might have read an actual physical newspaper at that point. I don't know.
Maybe.
Can you re-rack just the very first sentence of that?
No, I can't.
You can't.
Because it felt like the comments I got for me and Rob Bradford when I wrote my column about fear and the coronavirus.
Yeah, MAGA heart.
And the editor who let it run!
Well, sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, I promise good
news. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
There's not been a lot of good news as it relates to the Boston Red Sox this season, but Andy, I have some for you.
The Red Sox magic number is 6.
That's right, just 6 more days left in the Red Sox season, and then it'll all be over. The 2020 nightmare that is the Boston Red Sox season will be over in 6 days. The magic number is 6.
That's it.
Andy is so let down.
I hate you.
Were you hoping it was going to be 1? Because it's not 1 yet.
I thought it
6.
Would be something other than something obvious.
What do you mean? How obvious is that? How many people know how many days left
Red
are
Sox
in the Red Sox?
Did you know, Andy? Did you know how many days were left?
No, of course not.
I never knew how much I hated Rich either.
Tune in tomorrow.
Just learned those
we'll
things.
Have better news.
It'd be 5. Thanks. I thought you were going to say a new flavor of ice cream is available.
For the Red Sox?
Oh, they have a whole line of ice cream.
They don't have fans.
The grocery store.
How can they sell it?
You
can
put you've never gotten the ice cream, the Red Sox ice cream?
I've gotten the
Fenway Fudge, and there's like a couple other brands. They're phenomenal.
Fenway Fudge, no.
Oh.
This whole season's been Fenway Fudge.
Yeah, this whole segment's been Fenway Fudge thanks to you. You suck.
I do not suck, Andy. I'm glad you're not in tomorrow. We have Chris Scheim, though. Scheim, we got Karaoke Tuesday, am I right?
Sure do.
Oh, no! My God. What could it possibly be about?
So I felt like it was apropos this week to dedicate this song to the upcoming Patriots opponent, the Las Vegas Raiders. They just played last night as well.
Yeah.
So big fan of the Las Vegas Raiders happens to be one Carlos Santana, the tremendous guitarist.
Oh,
is that,
no.
Is that
not any of the bands from Vegas. Not the one that played the halftime show last night. True? Santana.
Santana's a big Raiders
fan? Yes, he is. He is a big Raiders fan.
Okay.
This
isn't smooth, is it?
It sure is.
Wait a minute. This is Rob Thomas.
I know. All he does is Matt Not 20 songs. That's all he ever sings.
Santana plays guitar
it's
in this.
And it's a hot one.
Oh, of course it is.
Suck. This has been
like
awful.
7 inches from the midday sun.
7 inches?
Like, excuse me. Her whisper and the words melt everyone.
I don't think you're on it.
He's lost.
You're way off. Rob Thomas. What a swerve.
He goes, my muñequita.
Ooh.
Well, he got back
some
on.
Of it's Spanish.
My Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
He's bilingual.
He's picked it up.
Yeah, he has.
Better in Spanish,
you're
actually.
You're my reason for reason.
Bad again. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
The English
step
sucks.
In my groove.
Okay, it's about to pick up here, I can tell.
And if you say this life ain't good enough, I would give my world to lift you up. I could change my life to better suit your mood.
Can you give a brief message to our Spanish-speaking listeners?
So smooth.
Let's go!
And it's just like the ocean under the moon. It's the strain, it's the emotion that I get from you. You got me.
No! No!
Died.
No!
Give me your heart.
No! No!
I don't know what happened. There are dogs crying out in my neighborhood
right now.
It's all right. It's all right, Fido. Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
It's the one Rob Thomas song you can't do. I don't know what happened.
Andy Hart distracted me a little bit.
I never regained
composure.
Yeah.
Blame me.
An angel loses its wings every time Scheim tries to sing like Rob Thomas.
It's terrible.
All right. We got to get out of here. Okay. Andy, we'll see you on Thursday. Fitzy back in tomorrow. Tom Curran will join us as well. Goodbye.
It cut out there a second.
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.